Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins. We are live here in downtown Cleveland getting set for the final game of this three-game series. Twins and the Indians coming up in about 1 hour from now. The pitching matchup will be Phil Hughes for the Twins and Corey Kluber going for the Indians. I'm Corey Provis. You can join us today on the program in two ways, via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. Beautiful day here in Cleveland. We have sunshine, warm temperatures. Hopefully the Twins can grab their first series win since the All-Star break. And our guest on today's program, we say good morning. Always good to see Rob Anthony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Corey.
Well, Rob, a tough one yesterday, and we'll get to the game momentarily, but the Twins hit the All-Star break playing well, above 500, I think nine games over, but it's been a struggle, Rob, since the break. What's been the difference when you look back at what this team was doing so well leading into the break, but what has not been clicking since the break?
Well, we haven't been able to click on all cylinders. You know, when we pitched well, we didn't score any runs, and we lost some low-scoring games. And then when we started swinging the bat a little bit better, we haven't pitched well. So when those two things are not in sync, you're going to have some issues and some problems. And we definitely haven't received the starting pitching the second half that we got in the first half.
On this road trip alone, the starter's ERA is nearly 13, 12.95. In fact, the guy going today in Hughes has probably had the best start of any starting pitcher on this road trip. His start the other day in Toronto, that was kind of a labor as well for Phil that day. But this is the first time, I think, collectively, the rotation has had this kind of slump, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
And you look at, is it just throwing strikes? Is it just, are they missing spots? I mean, what stands out with the slump that the staff is in right now?
I don't think their command has been very good. When you see Kurt Suzuki or whoever's catching sets up, and sometimes it's even a strike, but it's not where he was trying to throw the pitch. When you don't have good command, you're going to make mistakes. Some of those mistakes get hit. Others, you know, it's just not what you're trying to do. And I think that's been one of the issues. And you know, sometimes you just have nights like last night, Irvin Santana. That's not who he is. You'll see that very rarely, but last night was just a kind of a clunker for him. He did not command his fastball very well. The breaking pitches were not in the zone, and they were laid off of him. And when he threw strikes, they were right on it. So nothing went right that way for him.
Yeah, the rotation is a big topic of conversation right now, going with a four-man staff, at least for a few more days, with the off day coming up on Monday. The Twins will need a fifth starter on Saturday, when the Indians will be at Target Field. Tommy Malone cannot come off the DL until the next day. So that fifth starter will have to come from somewhere. Where is that at right now? Is it looking like a bullpen day? Is Trevor May an option? Is there somebody from the minor leagues, a.k.a. you know, Jose Berríos, that is going to be in the conversation?
Well, all those things are potential options, and I think we're going to let the week play out a little bit and see how it goes. If leading up to that game, our starters do a good job pitching to the seventh or eighth inning and the bullpen's not used too badly, then I think we have an option where it could be a bullpen day, and maybe you start a J.R. Graham like you did earlier this year, or Trevor May or somebody else that's on the staff right now, and piece it together that way if the bullpen hasn't been overworked. If we continue to struggle this week and the bullpen gets taxed pretty well, then I think we're probably going to have to go get somebody.
The Berríos start last night, and a lot of eyes on that game. Buxton playing in center field, his second rehab game. But then you look at Berríos' line. He strikes out 9, 7 scoreless innings and 5 hits. Is he making strides? Is he showing you and Terry and others that, okay, he is close, if needed, that he has the stuff and mentally is ready to take the big league field?
Yeah, I think what you look for a lot of times when a guy goes up from AA to AAA is how does he handle it, and I think he's handled it extremely well. He's pitching. A lot of his numbers are very similar to what they were in AA, so he's done a good job. I think one of the things he does well is he's remained poised when he gets into some jams, and he has good damage control, and he's able to get out of some situations. He's throwing strikes, and he's throwing his pitches in the zone with success.
Does he project to be a frontline starter, a one or a two?
It's hard to tell, and sometimes you look at guys and you believe they're a one or two starter and they have the stuff off the charts. This guy doesn't throw 97, but he throws, you know, he'll pitch at 93, 92, 93, 94. He has the ability to strike guys out. The thing that has always been evolving has been his breaking ball, and that has improved this year. And when he has that, he has three solid pitches because he has a good changeup. So I think he has high ceiling, but whether he ends up being a one or two remains to be seen. But we believe that he definitely is going to be a big league starter for us for a long time.
All right, we'll take our first break. A lot to get to on the program today. Your questions, folks, are welcomed. You can reach us in two ways, via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. Phil Hughes, Corey Kluber, Game 3 coming up in about 1 hour from now. Inside Twins rolls on next at your home for Twins baseball.
When you have a great team, success is sure to follow. In baseball, that means 8 great position players, a solid starting rotation, and a strong bullpen. At West Bend, we think we have a great team too. We have over 1,100 role players, no superstars, and every one of them will step up when you need them to. That's what it takes to turn a problem into a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Hey, Twins fans. When the Twins win, you win at Papa John's. Whether it's a ninth inning save or a walk-off single, fans score big with Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com and use promo code TWINSWIN the day after any Twins victory to get 50% off any regular menu price, large or extra large pizzas. That's 50% off Papa John's pizza the day after Twins win. Now that's hitting it out of the ballpark. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Why not drive for a company you own? Employee-owned Longhaul Trucking is looking for hardworking owner-operators and company drivers. Longhaul has a new approved pay structure with six-figure salaries and beyond. Longhaul invests in you with top pay, benefits, and late-model trucks with Dish TV. Log on now to longhaultrucking.com. Call Longhaul at 1-800-255-5153. Running on the power of promises kept, that's Longhaul Trucking.
Center for Diagnostic Imaging is the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins. But did you know, in addition to offering CT, X-ray, and mammograms, our variety of MRI options fit the unique needs of each patient. If you are claustrophobic, CDI is the only imaging provider in Minnesota with the most advanced options in open MRI, providing a calmer, more relaxed experience. If you need an MRI, tell your doctor you want to go to CDI. Visit mycdi.com/twins to learn more.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Twins and the Indians, final game of the series. Twins after a series win. Twins are 500 ball club, 55-55. Indians in last place at 9 games under 500. The 500 record, what does that mean to you? Here we are early August. If you're, you know, behind all season long, you're scratching and clawing trying to get back to 500 to be where the Twins are at right now. At the same time, if you've been above 500, yeah, you're a 500 team, but it just feels a bit different considering where the Twins were a month ago.
Yeah, there's no question. If you look at the big picture of things, Corey, we've been a 90 plus last season team for four seasons. We're at 500, and right now we got there in the way we've gotten there the last few weeks makes it disappointing. If we had reversed that and we had won 14 of our last 18 to climb back to 500, we'd be feeling great. We're going in the right direction. I still believe that with a 162-game season, if you can build on it, you just take it a day at a time. You go out, you play a good game, you get a well-pitched game, you build on it, you get a few hits the next day. You can string some wins together, and you know we're not that far out in the wild card race. You know, we had the lead coming out of the break. We gave that up, but I would hope that we're not looking at the season and saying, well, I guess we're out of it now, because we would have, you know, before the season started, if you said you're 3.5 games out of a playoff spot in mid-August, we'd take that in a heartbeat.
Torii Hunter is not in the lineup today. Miguel Sano will start at third base, and Trevor Plouffe is at first. Joe Mauer DHing here opposite Kluber in Game 3. But Torii hit the game-winning home run on Friday night. He has surpassed his home run total of all of last year. Has he exceeded your expectations? When you maybe wrote down some raw numbers as to what Torii Hunter, he's going to turn 40, what he can bring to this team in 2015, has he blown those by?
I would have to say probably at this point, yes, because we believe that he could repeat what he did last year, but what he brings to this club with the intangibles, with the leadership, what he means in the clubhouse, that was all things that we knew he could bring. And when somebody's going to turn 40 years old, obviously you hope that they still have the power. You hope that they're going to produce on the field, and we believed he would. And we said all along, you know, we signed him with the intent that he was going to help us win games, not just off the field as a leader. We didn't bring him in to be a coach. We brought him in to be a player, and he's been able to do that, and I would say probably has exceeded expectations at this point.
Do you connect any of this with the season Hicks is having and the last month or so with Torrey being here? Is there anything you can pinpoint to say that, you know, Hicks deserves credit because he's done the work himself, but that guy in right field, the guy that's next to him, you know, lockering right next to him, also has been impactful?
Those are all things that are hard to really pinpoint. You don't know that. I guess that's a question for Aaron Hicks. But, you know, Aaron struggled some early on in the year, and he struggled some in spring training, and he just hasn't been able to be very consistent. Well, the last month or month and a half, he's had some success. His confidence is at as high as I've seen it since we've had him, and he's starting to play comfortable. So he's doing the things that we believed when we made him a first-round pick that he could do. And the impact that Torrey's had on that, I guess it's hard to tell, but I definitely know that it couldn't hurt.
Obviously, Torrey's relationship with the front office goes back many, many years. Has he given you any inkling as to what will happen in 2016, if he wants to play, if he will play, or if this may be it for Torrey Hunter?
You know, he got off to a good start early in the year, and people were talking about, you know, extending him and everything. And Torrey said early on, he said, you know what, I just want to play this year. I want to enjoy it. I want to do my thing. And I think this team can win. And when the season's over, I don't need the distractions. The team doesn't need the distractions. And that was great by us because, you know, he made the comments that he wants to retire a Twin and he doesn't want to be anywhere else. So at the end of the season, we'll sit down with him and see where his mind's at and see what comes of it as far as 2016 goes.
I will take a break. A lot to get to. We'll get some injury updates from Rob as well as kind of dig into the waiver process as well. Even though the trade deadline has come and gone, teams are still making deals. Indians made a deal here on Friday, sending out Bourne and Swisher. How that process works out, we'll get to that and more when we return. Inside Twins continues live from Cleveland next on your home for Twins baseball.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Every Tuesday is a U.S. Bank Value Pack Day at Target Field. Purchase a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View ticket and receive a free Schweigert hot dog and Pepsi. For more information, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dollar Dogs are back for another season at Target Field. Every Wednesday, visit the Hennepin Grill or Taste of Twins Territory concession stands for a tasty Schweigert hot dog for just a buck. Limit 2 per person while supplies last. For more information, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Back inside Twins continues. Twins and the Indians coming up at 12:10 Central Time. This program taking you until the bottom of the hour. Chris Atterbury in today's pregame show follows us here from Cleveland. Rob, we spent some time on the show last week getting through the trade deadline, but deals can still happen. The Indians made a big trade with the Braves before this series began. So I think it's always important to remind the fans out there that yes, trades can happen, but maybe a bit more challenging as the other teams are involved in the waiver process.
It is, and when you're higher up in the standings, you're lower in the selection of the waiver process. So a lot of guys that get claimed, sometimes the team just puts them out there as a matter of routine. You know, some teams might want to just see what interest or who has interest in their players and everything. You run them through with no intention of trading them. Some teams will run players through who have big contracts that they would love to be out from under, because if a team claims them, that team can say you got them and you assume all responsibility of the contract. So teams will stay away from players that they don't want to assume a contract that can be burdensome. So there's a lot of different reasons for putting guys out there, and so you have to be careful in the claiming process. Sometimes you claim to block other teams, and you know it's been a difficult thing for us to try and secure the rights to players that have been on trade waivers, to be honest.
So this is still a pretty active time then for you and your staff.
Yeah, we continue every day to try and get better, and if we can claim a guy and make a trade to better this team, especially if it's somebody that can help us beyond this year, but even this year, we're not giving up on this year, and I would hope that our players feel the same way. And like I said, you go through some tough times, and sometimes it's a matter of timing, but we've got 6 weeks, 7 weeks left in this season where we can get back in this thing and put ourselves in position.
I know you can't get into specifics, but you put a claim on a player, and that team brings that player back, but do you then say, okay, there was some interest, maybe we revisit this at the winter meetings or at any point in the offseason?
Yeah, you always take notes and see who had interest in your players, and we'll run a lot of our players through with no intention of trading them. But if something comes up, you know, and something changes, then we might give that team a call and say, hey, look, I know you had interest before. Do you still have interest? Is there something that we should talk about? But right now I think our focus has been on players that are out there we're looking to add, and we're not looking to subtract.
Twins made a few roster moves this week. Most recently, it was A.J. Octor and Chris Herman joining the team from AAA. Eric Fryer, DFA, but did clear and accepted his assignment back to Rochester. And Tyler Duffy, after his debut, was sent back to AAA as well. That backup catcher, you know, it was fascinating to watch this during spring training. And Herman beat out Pinto, and he beat out Fryer. And those two have gone back and forth. And Fryer was here. Now he's back out. What are you looking for now? What's the ideal fit to back up Suzuki the rest of the way?
We would like to have somebody that you can catch a little more and give Kurt a little more of a break, because obviously that's a demanding position. It can wear a guy down. Kurt's not a big physical guy that can, you know, take that pounding and come out and be able to produce offensively as well as be on top of his game defensively when he's playing 5 out of 6 games. So you'd like to have a backup catcher, somebody that you can throw in there at least a couple times a week to give Kurt a little bit of a break, and I think you'd get a lot more production out of him if you could do that.
Osmel Pinto, where's he at with his recovery? It's been a while now with this concussion.
Yeah, and he's completely cleared. He's been cleared. He's flying to Florida today. He will begin a rehab situation this week, working out with the GCL, and then when he can get games, he'll officially start his rehab down there. And our goal is to try and get him back up to Rochester playing with them, and I think we're probably going to DH him a lot the rest of the way and just try and get his bat going, because that's something that he could help us in the future, in the near future, if he gets his bat going. He was one of our best hitters in our system a couple years ago, and so if we can get him going, I think he can help us.
So the plan is Pinto DHing, like you said, maybe a game behind the plate, or is that down the line?
I think that's probably down the line, and, you know, some of it's concussion-related just to put his mind at ease, but some of it is also just the catching position. You have to focus so much on defensively calling the games, doing all that stuff. We're trying to get him just to relax, go out there, get his swing back, and try and build and piece his game back together.
As we mentioned earlier today, Byron Buxton is just a couple of games in to his 20-game rehab assignment. 2 games in, he's DH, he was in the outfield yesterday. Are we jumping to conclusions, though, that, boy, after these 20 days, he's going to be back up here with the Twins, whether it's at Target Field or on the road?
Well, you know, we've had a few problems, but I don't think outfield is our problem right now. Torrey's done a good job in right field, and Aaron Hicks has been playing very well in center, and Eddie Rosario's been playing well in left. So it's not a foregone conclusion that when Buxton's healthy, we're just going to bring him up and he's going to supplant one of those guys. So we'll see what happens. But right now, we just want to make sure he's healthy, and we want to get him swinging well. And I'm guessing you'll probably see Byron Buxton again before this year's over.
And just seeing AAA pitching, too. He hasn't seen that before up until this stint as well. I mean, is there a big talent gap between AA pitching and AAA pitching?
I think going from AA to the big leagues was a big jump for him. And, you know, you saw every side of Buxton. You can see how he can run. You can see how he can run the ball down, and you can see how he can chase pitches out of the zone. He needs to learn better plate discipline. And those are all things that they come with experience and they come with time. And playing a half season in AA is probably not enough time to prepare him to be successful in the big leagues. This guy's nowhere near what player he's going to be in the future. And it can only help him by going to AAA now and seeing some of that pitching, and just every at-bat and every game that he can get will help prepare him to be a successful big leaguer.
One last break. We'll sneak in a topic or two as we wrap up Inside Twins with Rob Antony next on your home for Twins baseball.
Why not drive for a company you own? Employee-owned Longhaul Trucking is looking for hardworking owner-operators and company drivers. Longhaul has a new approved pay structure with six-figure salaries and beyond. Longhaul invests in you with top pay, benefits, and late-model trucks with Dish TV. Log on now to longhaultrucking.com. Call Longhaul at 1-800-255-5153. Running on the power of promises kept, that's Longhaul Trucking.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Don't let a sports injury keep you from achieving your goals. Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center's leading orthopedic surgeons treat athletes of all ages and abilities, including professional athletes from around the world, using minimally invasive techniques that reduce pain and speed recovery. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make your appointment today at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
Super America is proud to sponsor our Minnesota Twins. Remember that with your ticket stub, you receive 1 cent off per gallon for every hit they record in that game. A deal that lasts all season, so stop into any participating Super America with Super Fuels and save big. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
Take the muscle out of mowing with Toro's new all-wheel drive recycler walk mower. All-wheel drive provides you extra traction for hills and uneven areas. The personal paced automatic drive system senses and smoothly adjusts to your walking pace. And Toro's recycler cutting system clips clippings into a fine mulch for a healthy, lush lawn. See the Toro recycler all-wheel drive mower with smart features and proven dependability at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
Kids grow out of calling mom, mommy. They grow out of sleeping with a blankie. They grow out of eating stuff off the floor. They grow out of race car-shaped beds. They grow out of having invisible friends, hopefully. But a kid never grows out of baseball. They grow old with it. The joy, the lessons, and the memories stick with them like pine tar. Give your kid the lifelong gift of baseball. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Twins Community Fund. Getting more kids in the game. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Wrapping things up, Inside Twins, Corey Provis, Rob Antony, and Rob. Today, Miguel Sano will be at third base defensively. This will mark his 31st big league game. He has reached safely in some capacity in all but three of his major league games. Hits, walks, you name it. But the walks, the discipline, did he show that? Did you guys see a lot of that at the minor league level?
I think we saw it as time went on when he realized that a lot of pitchers didn't really want to pitch to him. They didn't want to give him too good a pitch. So we continue to stress, don't get yourself out, because then you're never going to see any strikes. You're not going to see any fastballs. And he really took to that, and I think he's carried it on up here.
How rare is that for a guy with his background, with all the attention that he was garnering, with his home run power, with the fact that he can hit the ball 500 feet, but he's showing that discipline, not chasing that breaking ball on the slider too often.
I think it's very rare, and that's one of the reasons that we believe he could be a very special player. He has that power, he takes good at-bats, and he's a good hitter. It's not an all-or-nothing situation, and in a lot of his home runs, they're not long, high fly balls. Most of them are line drives that get out in a hurry because he just hit the ball hard, and you've seen a number of balls that have just beat down the wall on a line, and so he's taking good at-bats. He's hitting the ball hard. He's done everything we could have hoped this year.
As we wrap up the show here today, Twins and the Indians coming up. It's Phil Hughes for the Twins and Corey Kluber going for the Tribe. Twins, for the time being, have this 9-man bullpen. It's not ideal, but that will change here when the team gets back home?
Yeah, I think once we get things settled and we get Tommy Malone back in and in the rotation set again, I think that hopefully we can get this thing organized again.
Will he need a rehab start? Do you think this will be just 15 days and then come the 16th, he'll be good to go?
I've talked to the trainers every day about it. He's going to take a day off from throwing today, get back on the throwing program tomorrow, throw a bullpen later this week, and they believe he'll be ready to go.
So that'll be on Sunday then, that game against who's in town? The Indians, they're in town a week from today?
That's the plan.
All right, Rob, great job. Thanks for the time, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you, Corey.
All right, Rob Anthony joining us here inside Twins. Plenty more to come here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Chris's pregame follows us. And then Game 3, Twins and the Indians. The Twins are seeking their first series win since the All-Star break. It will not be easy as the reigning Cy Young winner Corey Kluber's on the mound, 6-12, ERA 3.60. Phil Hughes, a 10-game winner, his ERA is 4.14. As for the lineup, as we mentioned, Sano is at third base, Plouffe is at first, and Maurer DHing. Stay tuned. The pregame show is coming up next on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.